In those 7 years, the Alabama football team, winner of 12 national titles at the time, and formerly a perennial contender for said titles, and the source of much pride and meaning in the football-mad state, had spiraled downward into, at best, irrelevancy on the national stage. At worst, it had become college football's horror show. For years, Moore had relied on Alabama's name and past glory to acquire head coaches. After firing Shula, though, he found himself in a bind. The shine had worn off. Suddenly, the Alabama job was one that no coach of any real stature seemed to want to touch. Moore had been turned down by Steve Spurrier, the cheeky head coach at South Carolina, a football program that didn't come close to Alabama in terms of pedigree. Moore had offered the job to Rich Rodriguez, a young up-and-coming coach at West Virginia, and believed that he had accepted it. As Moore was working out the final details of the contract, he was blindsided by Rodriguez, who suddenly changed his mind and announced that he was staying at West Virginia. In the end, Moore appeared to have been merely played by the West Virginia coach for a raise and an extension. The bungled coach search had earned Moore a new nickname within Alabama football circles. They called him Malfunction Moore.